Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Data is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Panthers, who continue the preseason tonight in Carolina. The puck drops at 6 from the Lenovo Center. Over to the Marlins, who came back from being down 3-0 to beat the Phillies. 6-5 in extras. The Marlins are at 77-80 and 4 games back of the final wild card spot. Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:45 from Citizens Bank Park. And in soccer, Inter-Miami will be in New York City tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. The Joe Rowe Show continues now. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Balding, our host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, Joe.
Nationwide is on your side.
Brian Baldinger is on our side today, Odyssey NFL insider. Baldy, how you doing?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing fine.
Good
to be with you, buddy.
It's it's nice you can go from market to market, so you get to see a lot of different teams, and you're not going through this 0-3 thing. You can imagine what it's been like down here. A little closer, played a little better, but came up short against Buffalo. I got to ask you, now 3 games. I guess one of the big questions, who's been more disappointing, two in the offense or the defense, and problems stopping the run to start with overall?
Yeah, it's a good question, Joe. Tua's had 2 chances here, 2 weeks in a row, to take his team down the field to win the game against New England and against Buffalo.
Yes.
And he's come up short. I mean, that's kind of how we just watch Baker Mayfield do that every week right now. And some of these guys, you just know it's going to happen. They're going to score. Justin Herbert just did it. And he hasn't been able to do it. That's disappointing because this is, you know, quite a few years in this offense. He knows the personnel, and he hasn't been able to do it. But I can't imagine anything worse than the secondary right now. I mean, every quarterback, they're giving up almost 80% completion, Joe, in 3 games. I mean, the defense, the run is one thing, but the passing offense, like, you know, they're not getting their hands on any footballs, and they've given up the 6 touchdown passes. And it doesn't matter if it's Drake May right now or, you know, Danny Jones or whatever. Like, they're just struggling in the secondary.
So those guys are saying, they were asked about that yesterday, and their thing is we got to stop the run. We can't allow everybody to have 5, 6, 7, 8 yards on first down. And then, you know, there's no teeing off. We got to get them backed up and get them in passing situations where we can get our hands on more footballs and have to worry about them running the ball. Do you buy that? It's been a lot of the same game plan the first 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, you do have to stop the run in order to, you know, get after the quarterback. And there is truth to that. But, you know, I mean, I think it's all, you know, Anthony Weaver's trying to coordinate the whole thing right now. And it's just not real strong. I mean, teams are putting up a big number on them. And, you know, you're giving up over 30 points a game. It always starts with being able to stop the run. And
right.
So I think there's a lot of truth to that, where you can get them into situations where you can, you know, start to blitz them a little bit more and heat the quarterback up somewhat. I'm not sure they're going to hold up on the back end if they try to do that right now. But, I think there's a lot of issues right there
Yes.
But the secondary is not a strong suit to this team. It wasn't when I saw him in the summer. It wasn't when I saw him in the spring. And they didn't do much about it.
Yeah. So I got to ask you about the Jets, who Monday Night Football, they're going to play each other 0-3. And I'm guessing Justin Fields going to be back. If he's healthy, he starts or not guaranteed for you with Tyrod Taylor also maybe a little better passer.
Well, I mean, this concussion thing, as everybody in South Florida knows, is you've got to kind of take it serious now. And so I don't know that they're going to put him out there this week. I mean, it's Wednesday. It's his practice day. I just did a little thing with the Jets just now, Joe. I think they're leaning a little bit more towards Tyrod than Justin Fields right now, which might be the better option. He did have a good fourth quarter against Tampa. But, you know, these quarterbacks that just want to run around and they drop back, they don't really know what they're looking at, they just take off. Like, that's not a good formula for any offense, and we've seen it too much in this league right now.
Are they they still look like the same Jets, just watching their game, not playing. So I had a chance to watch games on Sunday. They had a nice little comeback. Got a great play on special teams. One of the great plays you'll ever see on the block and catch and run in for a touchdown. But it just looks – I know it's a different group. I know that. But it just still feels the same way. Do you feel differently about the Jets from what you see and they're trying to do?
Not really, Joe. I mean, you know, they had 3rd and 29 last week. 3rd and 29 and – you know, they get called for, you know, illegal contact, you know, on the receiver, you know, and they get a first down. I mean, those kind of things are just classic Jets. But they've had a lot of injuries. Their best linebacker, Quincy Williams, just went on injury reserve. Their best pass rusher, you know, Jermaine Johnson didn't play last week, probably won't play this week. Mm. You know, so, I mean, they are, like, and the safety play is not strong. So they're a little hamstrung right now from a personnel standpoint. They might play some guys out there that are just getting pulled up off the street right now.
Yeah.
Signed a linebacker, you know, that was with the Steelers in training camp. He might be on the field. You might have to check that roster out, Joe, a little bit, see who some of these guys are. Mark Robinson, you know, might be a linebacker that might play a little bit this week just because he has to.
Yeah, it's man, Dolphins, boy, if you're going to get a win, it's with this team banged up and still trying to figure this thing out. Hey, I got a bunch of other stuff. So the Giants – make the big move, man. I don't think a lot of people surprised Russell Wilson has been benched for Jackson Dart. Do things change with the young guy, or is that system just not in place for anybody to have success right now offensively?
Well, I'm not in love with the system, but I mean, I think the quarterback change is necessary. I was an advocate of playing this kid, you know, after week one against Washington. I mean, they're just leaving too many points on the field, Joe. They do some things okay. On offense, they've got some players. This rookie, Cam Scataboo, is a good back. And Tyrone Tracy, the other back, they're good. Good backs. And the offense line's not terrible right now. They should be more – I mean, they can't score. And that's an issue, and that's a function of the quarterback. And, you know, that final series they had on Sunday night was dreadful against Kansas City. So, I think this kid is – I think he's going to be good, Joe. I really do. I've been around him. I like his attitude. He's a rookie, so who – I don't know how much success we can expect, but I think he's going to be a good player for him. And I think the offense is going to change when he's in there.
Boy, we've had some great stories. This Baker Mayfield story with all these comebacks at the end of the game, speaking of the Jets and just the recent being took him right down the field against them like there was no defense at all. Boy, I'll tell you, what a story for a guy that it seemed just yesterday. I remember Odell Beckham and the old man really bad-mouthing him. And a lot of people say, hey, man, a lot of guys don't want to play with Baker Mayfield to where he is right now, leader and playing great football.
Well, you know, the guy that was the defense coordinator last week for the Jets, you know, he was the head coach in Carolina when he cut Baker. Baker took it out personal on him last week. Like, he's playing with the backup to the backup right tackle, the backup to the backup right guard. His starting center is playing left tackle. I mean, they took a guy off the practice squad to play right guard last week.
Wow.
And it didn't make a difference. I mean, Baker, like, that guy's just a fiery competitor. He's got a great connection with this rookie, Agbuka, right now. That's going really well. But, you know, they were faced with 4th and 10 a couple weeks ago, and he scrambled against Atlanta, scrambled for 15 yards, picked up the first down. There's nothing he won't do in a football field to try to get his team to win. He's what you want at quarterback, Joe.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM Insider. Calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
And the other great story is Daniel Jones. My God, man, we didn't know. We had no idea that made some great plays again. We've always known he can run. Well, I'll tell you what, he can get himself paid here for all the people wondering who the starting quarterback was going to be in Indy. He's about ready to get paid some big dollars, huh?
He has not made a mistake, Joe. Incredible. He's been unbelievable. I mean, it's just like I'm going to see him this week against the Rams. The Rams will be a good test out in L.A. for him, but the offense makes a lot of sense. The design that Shane Steichen has, it's a good balance show. They run the ball really, really well. A lot of play action passes. This rookie tight end, if you hadn't had a chance to watch his Tyler Warren play, they really get the most out of him. He's really some kind of a football player. I like everything about what they're doing. And they got a new defense coordinator that's really good. They're a hot team, but Danny Jones is nobody that's ever watched him in New York could have projected that he could play at this level 3 weeks in a row right now. I don't think it's just gonna fall apart either. I think he's built for some success right now.
You know what? And you are absolutely right. It just makes when these guys rehabilitate, where it's Darnold, Jones, or Mayfield.
Yep.
It just makes everybody look so bad from when this thing started to like, right. It just, we always blame the quarterbacks. Well,
Joe, you're totally right. Like everybody thinks that the quarterback can just do it by himself. Like it takes everything. Like the quarterback can help everybody, but you better put some pieces around him and you better have a good design, and then start to evaluate these guys, and all three of them. I mean, Sam Darnold is running a symphony in Seattle right now. And what Baker's doing, Sam's doing. Sometimes you just got to get out of bad organizations, in Cleveland and New York, and just see the quarterbacks that have been eaten up in some of those places and get them to a place where they know how to build a team around the quarterback.
Hey, Baldy, the other thing is, too, man, today, and it's nothing against the old quarterbacks and Danny being one of them, just dropped back and could beat you with greatness and quick release and accuracy, and you blitzed them, you paid there, too. But, boy, I got to tell you, man, I just watching Red Zone, all the plays of guys taking off quarterbacks' ability. This is the greatest group of running quarterbacks I can remember when a play breaks down. Is this the best running we've seen overall in the league?
Well, to be honest with you, Joe, I remember Bill Parcells telling me this one time. He goes, you can only take what the college game gives you, and that's what the college game is giving you. They're giving you these mobile quarterbacks that can run, and the offenses are built for it. And so, whether it's Josh or Lamar right now, I mean, there's very few guys like, Matt Stafford or Jared Goff. They're still great players, but it is becoming more and more difficult to defend. Caleb Williams is incredibly mobile in what he can do. Jordan Love is mobile enough. Sam Darnold can get you out of harm's way. But that's a big element to today's game. Now, can you keep these guys healthy? For long stretches
right.
of time. That's the next question.
Hey, Baldy, I got to hit you with one we get all the time down here, and I see it pop up from time to time. People, now all of a sudden, John Gruden's getting hot as a coach again. Does he get another chance, in your opinion, to maybe be a head coach in the NFL or not?
I think it might be in the college ranks. I don't know that it's going to be in the pro ranks. I know he won a Super Bowl in Tampa. He was not on – it was a slippery slope with the Raiders, what he was doing. I don't know he's going to get one at the NFL level. I think if he wants to coach, I think there's going to be a college job that will open up that will take him. And I think that's probably where he's going to go. I know he wants to coach really bad. I know this lawsuit against the NFL is going to get settled pretty soon. He's probably going to look, like he's not like such a bad victim when it all comes out. But I don't know that the NFL game is going to hire him at this point with some of these young guys that we keep seeing step up in this business right now.
Hey, Justin Herbert. Boy, I'll tell you what, he gets a new coach and a new system. He looks like a new guy. How good is this Chargers team? I know they're undefeated, so I don't want to sound like a dumbass, but are you buying in on them, on what they've done so far?
Yeah, I am. The offense – it's not Bo Schembechler's offense that Jim Harbaugh has been running. This thing has opened up. The receivers are really good. Herbert's been excellent. They played with a backup right guard and right tackle the other night in that comeback victory against Denver. But, they've just beaten all three teams in their division. They're 3-0 in their division to start the season. That's a big
heads
up right
now.
But it's hard to do. But the offense coordinator I've known a long time, he really opened up this offense right now. And so they've got a good mix. They know Marion Hampton is a really good back. And so, you know, defensively, they're really talented on defense right now. So they got a lot going for them. And, you know, they play the Giants this week in New York with a rookie quarterback making his first start.
Oh boy.
I don't know how good it's going to go in New York on Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, Baldy, always great having you, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks for always finding time for us, bud. Appreciate it. Have a good week.
Yeah, you got it, Joe. Anytime, buddy.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider.
Also, the host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide. I think that jingle, yeah. Man. They get you.
You got it.
They get you. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. Thank Baldy for joining us. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. You see him on NFL Network and everything else. So just got an update. He spends time during the week with the Jets doing stuff. I know he lives out and works out of New Jersey most of the time. Does fly to L.A. from time to time for NFL Network, and he's got a home down here, and he's single. Life's good for Baldy is what I'm trying to tell you, but they're banged up, man. They've got a couple of starters out at linebacker, put on IR. They've signed some guys. So, oh, man, offensively, just need to get after him. He doesn't think Justin Fields is going to play. Of course, still early in the week here, but might give him another week off. And so... Tyrod Taylor, been around a long, long time, man. By the way, there's what you do as a backup quarterback. Right there. How many years? He was in Buffalo. Remember the shootout we had with him in Buffalo? Dolphins ended up winning the game. Matt Moore was a quarterback. Had that great game in Buffalo. Some record amount of yards. And Tyrod Taylor was a quarterback on that team. So, looks like he'll start. We'll see and get more on that as the week goes on here and they get back to work and got a couple extra days because they play the first of two games on Monday Night Football. We get the 7:15 game, so you can get home a little bit earlier if you plan on going to that game. But boy.
Taylor thing's amazing, by the way. He's been in the league forever.
Told you.
He's 36. He was 2011. He's playing for Baltimore.
How about that's what you do where you're getting a – I don't know what he makes. I have no idea. But
I'm sure it's not terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, at that year, minimum wage for a guy that, you know, he's making some money now. And I'm sure most backups have incentives for starts when they have to start.
He signed a $2 million contract with the Jets.
You start adding all that money up that he's made.
Wow.
He's had himself quite a little career.
Oh, my God. Any idea what you don't know what his career earnings are, right?
I have no idea. Can I guess?
Yeah, please.
70.
82.6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
he's gonna make $6 million this year.
That's a good living.
Yeah.
And somebody will have him back next year. You know who else is following that list? Jameis Winston. I did not know Jameis Winston is the in-between quarterback with Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart. Did you know that? Did you know he was there?
He's always somewhere. He's like Mariota. Like they pop up like every year somewhere.
So I wonder now. Cause
any idea what his career earnings are, Jameis Winston?
He got a big signing bonus and stuff. I'm gonna say 60.
He's at 80. Also,
wow,
80. He's on a 2-year, $8 million contract right now. He's making $4 million this year.
He's got to be the backup here pretty soon. The Russell Wilson backing this guy up. I heard somebody saying it might slow down the learning for Jackson Dart. He might not be the right guy to stay there. So I.
Oh, my God. What do you think Mariota, guy who was drafted right next to him, what do you think he's made?
Ooh, he's played probably about the same amount. I'll say 80.
83.5.
Yeah.
He's on a 1-year, $8 million deal.
You know what's amazing? So those are two guys. They're one in the first and second picks. Nobody will probably ever call him a bust. And they'll play. Hey, Mariota just got a start for the Washington. And I'm guessing Winston's going to get another start before it's all said and done with all these quarterbacks going down. Got a cannon for an arm. Got a great arm. Yeah, there's been a lot of guys. Nobody talks about that class is kind of the forgotten class of 1 and 2. How many years ago was that? What has it been? 9 years, 10 years now, 11? Those guys are all in their early 30s. Yeah. God, man, it's crazy. Yeah.
Any other career backups you want me to look up here while we're doing this?
No,
game?
I'll give you one that did it right, and it's obvious because he's, I'm guessing, doesn't want to come back and play, is Ryan Tannehill. I'll bet you Ryan Tannehill's made $150 million. I'll bet he's made $170
million. 170? Wow.
No? I might be off.
I'll let you know in about 30 seconds.
Here. I think he got a big contract with Tennessee. He was comeback player of the year. I think they paid him pretty good on that one. I think then we give him a $70 million deal.
Holy crap.
He was a first-round pick. Well, just give me a number. I don't want – holy crap, didn't tell me.
196.
How about that?
Wow. He robbed the Dolphins of 72.5.
He got that second one.
And he took a $123 from Tennessee. He was there for 5 years.
He had three or four more pretty good years, weren't they?
No, they weren't.
He had the one
year. Derrick Henry.
He was a comeback player of the year.
He had Derrick Henry in his prime, bro.
Oh, my God.
Would you stop? You could play quarterback with Derrick Henry in his
prime. Oh, I can't. No, I can't. There's a guy that lives in South Florida, and we talk about private guys that retire and are never to be seen again. Ryan Tannehill is probably one of those guys. Just wants to be left alone and be with his family. No, I'm dead serious.
That's an obscene amount of money to pay for a guy who was never any good.
That's not true. Was he that bad?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Unless you're like a big fan of mediocrity.
Was he okay? Was he average or was he bad? I'm asking.
I would say he was below average, yes.
Wow.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay. That was a fun 7 years. Can he play? Can he?
Oh, we were sitting over there when he decided not to get the surgery. And he braced it up and he's running on the side and he gets out of bounds at a practice and completely blows it out. And I went, that's it. That was the end of it right there.
Somebody said Strock made $175K. Poor guy, the goat of second string quarterbacks.
By the way, yeah.
175.
You know what Don Strock would be worth in today's game? I don't know. You don't remember all the
stuff. No, I don't. I mean, you'd have to answer that question for me.
No. He would be.
Well, he'd be worth Mariota money, I guess, right? Or Jameis money.
Don Strock would be making.
Someone said, do you know how many crab legs you could buy with $80 million? Tua is going to be a great backup. Someone said, I disagree with that too, but you know, whatever.
Well, right now he is just fine, and he is set, and hopefully he plays a hell of a lot better Monday night on football. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning. Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider on 3 Sports, is going to join us next.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.